Hello, fun people. I'm Isaac Carlson, and today we're going to be discussing the dark backstory of one of the founding members of the Kung Fu Council, the ferocious Master Croc. Now, what's interesting about Master Croc is that unlike many other legends of Kung Fu, he began his life as a criminal, and a high-ranking one at that. You see, Master Croc was born in a swamp to a mother he grew to love dearly, but as he got older, he inevitably joined one of many crocodile gangs across China and became a bandit. And the reality is that the path to become bandits seems to be very common for crocodiles. There's a lot of ambition within crocodile families to achieve power, dominance, and wealth. And we've seen crocs be extremely competitive and self-conscious in series like The Legends of Awesomeness. For many young crocodiles, crime seems to be the easiest road to achieve everything they think they want. Sure, there were some truly evil and ruthless bandits, but others felt forced into a life of crime.
I had to become a bandit. It's the only thing I'm good at.
We don't know exactly how Master Croc felt as he was beginning his career as a bandit, but we've seen that there are crocs who felt guilt for the crimes they were committing and questioned their path in life. Within the Valley of Peace, the croc bandits weren't the smartest criminals, they weren't very respected, and they never had much success.
Back to the hideout! You mean your mom's basement?
But through them, we saw that when they were given the opportunity to be heroes, they preferred it.
How do you like being a hero, Fung?
I like it a lot, Gary. I like it a lot.
The Valley of Peace's bandits eventually even disbanded and willingly went to prison to serve their time so that they could all start a new life. Maybe Master Croc never questioned what he was doing as a bandit, but the fact that he eventually turned away from crime like other crocodiles leads me to believe that at some point he may have considered what he could become if he turned away from crime. I think there could have been some conflict deep within Master Croc that he wasn't able to recognize within himself. Because throughout his early life, being a bandit wasn't just the simplest choice, it also seemed like the best choice. Because the truth was that Master Croc was a fantastic criminal and warrior. You see, with proper guidance and training, crocodiles have been shown to become extremely powerful warriors. And in his youth, Master Croc was committed to becoming as strong as an ox and as wily as a fox. With his incredibly durable hide and his legendary lashing tail of terror technique, he was unstoppable.
You can't hide from my impenetrable hide.
Throughout the entirety of Master Croc's time as a bandit, he was unbeaten in a fight, and that built a legend around him. There were tales that Master Croc was so cold-blooded that he once made a shark cry. He was said to be able to strike at an opponent before they could even react, and some even believed that when he bit an enemy, their ancestors felt it. And once Master Croc was able to attract attention for all of his success, he caught the eye of some of the most villainous croc bandits in all of China. You see, when dangerous crocodiles united under competent leadership, the gangs they formed were able to rise to be some of the most ruthless in the world. The most infamous gang run by crocodiles is remembered as being unmatched in their mischief and was famous for their traps, and they were known as the wool-stealing crocodile bandits. And yes, that was the gang Master Croc joined. On the island of crocodile bandits and across China's criminal underworld, Master Croc was a dominant and respected force even before he formally studied Kung Fu by true Kung Fu masters. And after years of dedication to his gang and rising amongst the ranks, he even became the head of the wool-stealing crocodile bandits. Now, what's even more wild about Master Croc leading that gang is that in Secrets of the Furious Five, we learn that early in Master Mantis's life, he was sent on a mission to fight those crocs to retrieve wool for some innocent sheep. He was trapped for weeks by the very bandits that Master Croc had once led. But that's the big question. How did Master Croc escape his life of crime? Well, he left it all behind once he was finally defeated in battle by someone who had become a good friend. You see, Master Croc was hunted down by Master Thundering Rhino when he left the metropolis of Gongmin City in his youth. Rhino seemed to have been on a quest to take down criminals across China, which meant he was after the head of the wool-stealing crocodile bandits. Inevitably, Croc faced Thundering Rhino on the shores of the Wasuli River, and their battle was said to have been epic. But in the end, Thundering Rhino's superior kung fu won out over Master Croc's formidable hide and strength. The loss was painful for Master Croc to accept, and in that moment, he was convinced that he was going to be killed. But Thundering Rhino spared his life. Rhino only asked that Croc use his kung fu excellence for good, which moved Master Croc to quit his criminal life forever. On that day, the two warriors went their separate ways, but they would soon reunite again. Sure, Master Croc gave up terrorizing the weak and robbing villages, but that didn't mean he had inner peace or an understanding of how to use his skills for the greater good. Instead, he was more focused on creating a new legacy for himself that could cloud his time as a Croc bandit. Instead of fighting for honor, Master Croc decided to seek out fame and glory. With Kung Fu as one of Master Croc's only skills, though, he decided to roam China and earn enough to survive by fighting for crowds on the street. That path continued for years until his life changed when he found himself in a fighting ring in the city of Jinzhou. That day, he reunited with Thundering Rhino and met Storming Ox, which is significant because it marks the first time the future Kung Fu Council was brought together. Immediately, Master Oogway recognized their potential and came to believe that their destinies were intertwined. All they needed was a cause worthy enough to fight, and that very night, one emerged. The heinous Wu sisters escaped from prison and began working on forming a criminal syndicate that would span all of China. Oogway quickly informed the three warriors of the impending danger, but they were unconvinced at first that they should put themselves in danger for the innocent, as they were all pursuing their own selfish goals. It was only when Oogway promised that they would receive a wealth of riches by completing this journey that they headed towards the Wu sisters' fortress inside the Hubei volcano. Master Croc believed that this was his chance to earn the adoration and love of the world, but it would become so much more for him. On the treacherous path to the Wu sisters, the masters of the Kung Fu Council were almost lost to the volcano they were ascending, until Oogway saved them and appeared to sacrifice his own life for them. At first, it seemed like they were willing to abandon the path to the Wu sisters without their wise guide, and Master Croc even felt they had no chance of being victorious.
We couldn't beat each other up, let alone the Wu sisters.
But when they found a destroyed village, they were moved by the harmless bunnies who needed their help. Together, Rhino, Ox, and Croc ascended the rest of the mountain, not for their own benefit, but because it was right. Croc wasn't concerned about his past or fame or his legacy. He just wanted to help. So he banded with the other warriors to fight off the Wu sisters, and together they walked away victorious. Master Croc, the crocodile who had once led one of the most formidable gangs of Croc bandits in all of China, had just taken down a criminal syndicate. He was beginning to redeem himself. Now, while Rhino, Ox, and Croc saw their potential as a team and were bonded in their friendship for life, they would not unify permanently just yet. They continued on their own individual paths until they were called together again. Croc silenced the badger bandits who talked about his mom. He protected the island of Chen Wei against a band of 173 roaming assassins, and he became known as an awe-inspiring aquatic arsenal of excellence. Croc's heroics were allowing his reputation to change. People were seeing that he was becoming a hero.
And the cape Master Croc used for... Well, I don't know what he used it for, but let me tell you something. Made him look really cool.
But soon he would be called to take on the burden of leadership once more. You see, after Lord Shen was banished from Gongmen City by his parents, the peacock rulers of the city, there was no heir to take the throne after Shen's parents passed away. To preserve order across Gongmen City, Master Thundering Rhino recruited his friends, Master Croc and Master Storming Ox, to come together again to finally form the Kung Fu Council. He took them both as his pupils, and they established themselves as the peaceful stewards and protectors of the city. For years, the three masters worked together as friends to create peace, and over that time, Master Croc established himself as a revered and respected master. But unfortunately, when Lord Shen returned to Gongmen City, their kung fu would be unable to stop the weapon Shen would unleash upon them. When Shen's cannon fired against Master Thundering Rhino, his life was taken, and all that remained of him was his hammer and his friends. The rest of the Kung Fu Council was shaken by the death of their leader. For Master Croc, Thundering Rhino was the person who had originally sent him down the noble path. Along Croc's journey of redemption, Rhino had been a guide and a teacher for him. But now Croc and Ox were on their own without hope. But with the encouragement of Shifu, Master Croc eventually helped the Dragon Warrior avenge Thundering Rhino by defeating Lord Shen. Years later, when General Kai attacked Gongmin City, Master Croc fearlessly went after him because he was unwilling to let fear stop him again from doing what was right. He was living up to the memory of Thundering Rhino. While Master Croc began his life as a cold-hearted and selfish bandit, he turned away from that life so that he could use his power, skills, and kung fu techniques to help the innocent and the weak. And by fighting for the individuals he had once preyed upon, Master Croc redefined his legacy. Fun people, if you'd like to support the channel, consider joining our community over on Patreon and consider checking out imaginivestore.com, where magical merch like this shirt comes to life. All the links are down below. Thank you so much for watching, and of course, have a magical day.